This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we've got a lady who's been at the tip of the spear when it comes to exposing election fraud that has really been documented and is being rolled out now, joining us coming up next segment. She's testified around the country with folks like Rudy Giuliani, so we look forward to talking to her here in a moment. Look, this is a scientific takeover by people that have decided to be long-term, very manipulative, very psychotic. But if you just recognize their plan and don't comply with their different phases of operations, successive approximation, their plan can be easily defeated with noncompliance. But you got to start doing it now before they really get you in the noose. So I have a plug yet today, and I need the plug right now. We're not going to be on air any longer. Ladies and gentlemen, this plug to keep InfoWars on the air is extremely important. But also the story behind what's unfolding affects not just this broadcast, but it's going to affect you and your family. We've had major supply chain problems with a lot of our best-selling products because they are high-grade. They have a lot of different ingredients in them, especially the supplements. Because we won't adulterate our products or cut back the quality. Many of our best-selling products have not been available for almost 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months. And that has crippled InfoWars when it comes to being able to fund our operation and what we're doing. But talking to major suppliers, they're being bought up by multinational corporations at 20, 30, 40, 100 times what they should even be worth. They are consolidating with the trillions and quadrillions of money that these multinational megacorporations have to buy up everything. So they're compartmentalizing the inflation of all this fiat currency they made to buying up the infrastructure so that visible inflation, the general public, is not as bad, but it's still creeping up very, very fast, and it's going to balloon later. But when you get into the economics of this and just the real-world numbers of it, it is so diabolical because they're passing on all the massive cost of when they buy up these companies to you, the consumer, on top of all the money printing, on top of all the stimulus money, and on top of the lockdowns that have made the actual items much, much more scarce. So this is an incredible time to be alive, and it is devastating the small economy, the local economy. Support the local economy. Support the independent economy now more than ever, because this is economic warfare. I was told by major suppliers in the last month, but I talked to some this morning, that big box stores, you know the names, and Amazon are buying everything up for whatever it costs to corner the market to where their competition can't even operate. And then once that's done, they can jack up prices. So that's where we are. A lot of our best-selling products are sold out. Then we can't sell our regular items at discounted price because that's what we have in stock. So please just go to InfoWarsStore.com today. You see a big banner saying become a sponsor. Give $5, give $20, give $100. Sign up for an auto gift. So that you don't forget, you can cancel any time. But we do need funding one way or another, so I'm really asking you all for your support today. Separately, we have a lot of items that are about to have to go off of sale here, and that, of course, is our whole food multivitamin, our vitamin D3 with the calcium. We have our vitamin C, 1,100% dose with the zinc and the rose hips. That was supposed to end Sunday. I've been busy. I've been working. I haven't had a new special to come out with, so it will end today because those items are getting very, very low in supply. They're going to go back to regular price tomorrow morning. So the Mega Immune Support Pack is a great product for your body, your immune system. Everybody needs it. You have until tomorrow morning to get that in. And then for another week or so, Ultimate High-End Krill Oil for your heart, your brain, your whole body, back in stock, 40% off, X3. Sold out for a long time, back in stock. We got a big shipment of that in. I want you to experience triiodine, the opposite of fluoride. The globalists do not want you having good, clean iodine. You actually absorb. It's amazing for adults, children, you name it. Powerful stuff. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. It's 60% off because I want you to get it, but that's the one that lasts for only a week. That will be gone by next week. And then, of course, we have the BioTree Selenium mustard seed. Super strong electrochemical action. Your body must have it. It's essential. It's the strongest you're going to find out there. You talk about energy, you can take all the caffeine you want all day long. If you don't have the selenium and other things you need, it's not going to work because you're missing out on that basic ingredient that's essential. It's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. That keeps on the air. I want to thank you all for your support. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globals are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40%. Off X3 60% off, best you'll ever on that, and of course bio triselenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So they've been preparing a globalist, cashless society, mark of the beast system where they take over our bodies and reprogram us and merge us with the system. And now the horsemen aren't just drawing nearer. The four horsemen are here. And this is going to be a big decision point for all of humanity. We have a special guest joining us at the bottom of the hour who's been helping spearhead investigations of election fraud. That is coming up, and I've got the huge COVID news, the big Democrat attempt to take over the elections and federalize them. That barely failed, which should scare the hell out of people. I'm going to be hitting that next segment. But I wanted to go to some of these reports that John Bowne's been putting out. Now, there's so many of them. Leave your COVID cave is very powerful. You have the power, another piece he put out that's really going to fire people up. Let's play Leave Your COVID Cave first, and then back-to-back we'll air his next report, You Have the Power. So Leave Your COVID Cave. This is the type of stuff posted at band.video and InfoWars.com. Hope you share it.
The pandemic has progressed, and Dr. Santiago says almost every patient who comes into the hospital has COVID-19, with no family by their side for support.
As soon as someone who looks like they're pretty sick enters the emergency room, I'm calling their families. I'm letting them know how bad this is.
At the peak of the pandemic, Boston Medical Center filled nearly two-thirds of its beds with those infected with the Chinese bioweapon. And now there are exactly zero COVID-19 patients. The COVID count in Florida is at its lowest despite only half of Floridians being vaccinated and all restrictions lifted far earlier than blue states where the lockdowns reign supreme.
Today, Florida's governor granted a full pardon to anyone who violated local COVID rules like social distancing or mask mandates.
The Carnivale's feeling vindicated Wednesday. The plantation gym owner is now fully pardoned after several arrests last year. Mike repeatedly disobeying Broward County's mask order.
Falling on the sword with something I had to do in Broward County for the greater good of Florida, I was more than happy to do that.
The couple felt masks were impractical in gyms and a violation of individual liberties. Governor Ron DeSantis agreeing, granting that pardon during a clemency meeting.
So motion carries. Thank you, guys. Sorry about what happened.
It applies not just to them, but every nonviolent Floridian who broke similar COVID ordinances.
Yay!
The Republicans saying the rules have gotten in the way of recovery.
We just want to say, you know, we've got to stop that. You know, let's focus on the real criminals, and let's make sure that that's where our effort is.
What CDC has done by closing the cruise industry for over a year, they do not have the authority to do it.
A federal judge in Florida recently ruled that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's coronavirus-era sailing orders were an overreach of power, issuing a preliminary injunction temporarily. temporarily barring the CDC from enforcing those guidelines.
Once again, the cruise capital of the world, exciting news, and what this is going to do is support jobs, jobs, jobs.
Governor DeSantis called Friday's ruling a major victory against the CDC and their obstructionist no-sail orders. The injunction stays until July 18th when the CDC's orders will be considered recommendations or guidelines, the judge saying in this order.
And according to the CDC, the current 7-day moving average of daily new cases has decreased, but you wouldn't know it listening to the Legion of Doom.
This is concerning because the variant has been demonstrated to be more transmissible, more easily spread than the original COVID-19 virus, and it has potentially been shown to be more to lead to more severe disease and disease that actually progresses more quickly, leading to more hospitalizations.
Meanwhile, United Nations tool Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that non-essential travel between the U.S. and Canada will continue to be banned for another month, despite mounting pressure from businesses to ease COVID-19 travel restrictions.
We'll provide that information to the provinces and territories right away so that they can plan to get those doses into arms as quickly as possible. Because that's what this is about, getting you your vaccine as soon as possible, getting it to your parents, friends, and neighbors, because every dose keeps someone safe.
It has turned out to be more of a serious issue than previously thought. We're talking about myocarditis happening to some young people after getting the coronavirus vaccine, both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The CDC is looking into it.
While California has announced an Orwellian digital vaccine record system, as the vaccinated and unvaccinated continue to be segregated by the powers that be. But if you are vaccinated, what do you have to worry about? In the words of Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley, "I'm not vaccinated. I will be outside doing what I do. I'll be out in the public. If you're scared of me, then steer clear or get vaccinated. Point blank, period." John Bound reporting.
All right, that's one of the reports. Now, I haven't gotten to the COVID news, and it's really bad, and it's what we knew was going to happen. They take restrictions off for just a few weeks or months, clamp them right back down. And that's what the UN is announcing. And you're like, well, screw the UN. Well, exactly. And that's why they either go down or we go down. I'll be talking about it. But I want to hit something right now, because I just want listeners to understand this. InfoWars almost had to lay off a bunch of people in 2019. And we just didn't even have the money to buy enough product to be able to get the product. But I made a few moves, never done this in my life, went into debt to get money to buy enough product, and you guys bought the product, and we got out of the hole in 2020. Then we got to where we can't ever get the supplies of the products we want to be able to sell them, so now there's that new problem, and it's destroying a lot of businesses. Half the businesses, you know, in the country went out of business. That's why they want to keep the lockdowns going, to destroy the small businesses. Well, my business is Freedom, but I have you as a sponsor buying products to keep us on the air. And so now we can't get most of the products like BrainForce and so many others in. And even when they can do an order, they go, oh, sorry, we only have this much of the material. Now I've learned what's going on. Almost all the companies we use have been bought up. And we learned the companies that bought them up then sell their whole inventory to other companies that are in Walmart, Target, and Amazon, which is extremely monopolistic. And so I guess we could call this Operation T-Shirt. I don't know what to call it, but I don't like right on the red, right on the black. When I got a lot of stuff I want to do to take on the New World Order, a lot of people I want to hire, I want to go on the offense, man. People are ready. The world's waking up that I've been dead on. You've supported us. You've been dead on. So I guess you call it Operation T-Shirt? Because I get it. You buy fish oil because it works great. You buy Turbo Force because it works great. You buy, you know, X2 because it works great. You buy the things you reuse. You buy our coffee. It's great coffee. You remember to buy it. It's great. But then when I can't supply it to you, this is the most trouble we've been in so far, because, I mean, I'm right here in the middle of the economy. I'm going to do a show. I got to fund this operation. So I'm experiencing, you know, it's actually good because I get to see what's really going on in the world and how devastating it is. So we have some new shirts. The Save the Frog shirt, InfoWars.com, exposing what's in the water. It's a great conversation piece. It's a bestseller. We sold 5,000 of them. For a T-shirt, that's great in a month. That doesn't fund this operation. If I sold them for like $50, it would. Maybe I should go up. But, you know, $17.76, it doesn't. We need to sell more of these. Also, we have the new Free American shirt. Big, beautiful American flag in camo, in navy blue, and in black. On the back it says InfoWars.com. This is very triggering to leftists. They hate this. They're going to have it at the Olympics. The new Olympic player, transgender U.S. Olympic BMX rider, says his goal, it's now her, is to burn the U.S. flag on the Olympic podium. So we need to champion the flag, and it funds the InfoWar. Everyone should get a Free American shirt. On the back, it has the classic InfoWar square to help spread the word. So InfoWars.com, and it has a big, beautiful American flag across the chest and simply says Free American in camo, in navy blue, and in black. Ladies and gentlemen, they are trying to take our country over. They're trying to shut down the independent media. And here's the news. I can't get a lot of the supplements, but I can get T-shirts. So that's why it's Operation T-Shirt. And I'm just hoping that we can sell tens of thousands of T-shirts to fund this operation. Because in 1776, these are high-quality shirts made in America, all the rest of it, and printed in America. So they're costing us like $7, $8, $9 a piece. I can buy crap shirts for like $5 a piece. I can buy from China for $2 a piece. I'm not doing it. So please get them, InfoWarsStore.com today. Operation T-Shirt, save InfoWars. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So insane, so over the top, so powerful, that if I just release this information, it'll have almost no effect. But if I make a big deal about it and build it up and say a special show tomorrow night, we'd have a couple million extra viewers tune in, and it'd be being talked about in a week on big national talk shows, and then you'd have congressional hearings about it a week later. But if I just report this, it'll go out to a couple million listeners, and people just kind of pick it up like it's par for the course, which I get. I'm not criticizing anybody. I understand human psychology. I've lived it. But nevertheless, there isn't time for that, because I don't know how long we'll be here. So let me go ahead and just hit this for you now. And when I read this article that just went up like 30 minutes ago on Infowars.com during the last few breaks, it was like a punch in the stomach, because every damn bit of it is true. And every damn bit of it links to all the stuff they've done. And that's the point, is that it's total proof. We have every angle. It's not like I just read this and go, oh, is this accurate? We already know all about the pieces. It's just another angle of what they did to us. It'd be like if you saw a video of, say, your mother having her brains beat out with a hammer, and you saw surveillance footage from, say, 20 feet in front, and when a thug kills your mother, somebody goes, oh, I've got another angle. Okay, let me see. I hate to see it, but I wonder who the thug is. And all of a sudden you realize, after you've been shown about 20 angles, that the person showing you the footage is the person that did it. And then what do you want to do? You want to break their neck. Because, I mean, this is real. I mean, they're really killing us. They're really poisoning us. They're really attacking us. And they're really messing with my family right now, too, off record, behind the scenes. And because they know they're losing, and they want to trick us into a fight, and they're using psychology on us. They were really smart in one of these videos I've got that's on Infowars.com, where they have transgenderism and critical race theory coming into school, and they're going to teach the five-year-olds that they need to have their genitals cut off. And it's in Virginia, so some of the moms and people get up, but they're not allowed to talk. Oh, no, we're only going to let the people calling you hate mongers and calling you devils, they let all the anti-human people, all the Satan's little helper collaborators, get up there and speak first, until the crowd got uppity and yelled and screamed over them, and then the police brutally assaulted the peaceful people and shut down the whole event. And that's going to be the formula everywhere. The cops grabbing people, because let me tell you, everybody lionizes the police. When the left gets control of your police, they're now North Korean prison guards. They're now captured in the hands of the enemy. They want to prove themselves the system. Violence against the Christian, violence against the patriot, violence against the pregnant woman, violence against the gun owner, violence against the conservative, that will be glorified and supported by the media and the police in areas they control. And they come and they say, we're getting access to your children. We're going to teach them that white kids are bad. We're going to teach your son his genitals should be cut off. We're going to teach your little girl that she's a boy. We're going to form a relationship with them. And if you try to say no and don't go along with it, we are going to put you in prison. And that's all any of this is. So let me give you the big news. You know Google, and you know Apple, and you know Bill Gates and, you know, Fauci ran the Wuhan lab. You know that. You know every major scientist that comes out from there is a transhumanist that wants to get rid of humans or merges with machines, like the guy we just played last hour, saying we're going to make you short and make you sick if you eat meat. By changing your genetics, we have an autoimmune response with a vaccine to make you allergic to cow. To bovine. Well, how about this article by Kellen McBreen up on Infowars.com? You know, I was in New York walking around, and I should probably shook 500 hands. Most folks were fans. But I had one lady walk up to me and say to me, why don't you cover the viral shedding, Mr. Jones? I've tuned into your show. Why don't you cover the viral shedding? We covered the viral shedding first. So just because you tune into the show and don't hear it being talked about at that particular moment does not mean that we haven't covered it. Like, Jones needs to cover the Federal Reserve being private. I've done that about 10,000 times. Or Jones needs to talk more about 9/11. I'm the first guy to expose it. And I'm not tooting my horn. I just sometimes even our awake people aren't thinking. But let's just move on from that. I know I'm going to be hearing about this in a couple weeks. And I really don't want to hear about this in 2 weeks. I want to hear about this tonight. I want to see other people write about it. I don't want any credit. I don't care. I want to see it promoted all over Twitter and Facebook. Take our names off of it. Republish it. Say Bilbo Baggins published it. I don't care. Whatever you do, get it out. See? Comprende? Because this is the smoking gun. In fact, Kellen McBreen's a great researcher and writer, but I want the question mark taken off. It's like Hitler, was Hitler racist? You don't need a question mark. Hitler was a racist. What state come from? It comes from cows. Does the left want to ban it? Yes. Let's start being like, is drag queen story time wrong? Yes, it is. You can criticize if you ask, is it wrong? So here's the article. Here's the smoking gun. And after our special guest leaves us, I'm going to start back up in the next hour on this enchilada. Because, man, I read this article and it gave me a headache because I thought of literally that's the skill I've got is like all the data comes up. You don't really want a fully photographic memory because mine's still quasi-photographic. And so when I see something like this, I'm like 100 things pop up that back it up that I already know. And then I get a headache trying to extrapolate and how to connect it and say it all to you because it's not like it's just one article. It's just another one cherry on top, straw that breaks the camel's back, whatever you want to call it. And again, I'm building this up. I didn't used to do that. Because if I don't build it up, no one cares. And this makes me have hyperventilate. I mean, I had an anxiety attack when I finished reading this article. Because these people are killing us, man. And as a man, my body is not like, I'm a tough guy, I want to come after you. It's not like, oh, I'm mad, I like to get mad, act like I'm mad. My body goes, yeah. And my brain starts saying, what are you going to do right now to stop these people? And I just have to intellectually figure out a way to politically, legally, and lawfully wake enough of people up, take control of our governments, so we can arrest these people, indict them, try them, and then put ropes around their goddamn necks. You murdering trash! I'm going to get your ass if it's the last thing I do! So, politically, and legally, and lawfully. But I'm not going to sit here and take these little murdering science nerds killing everybody because they play God and they're their own little jack-off groups. They all hate themselves, so they're projecting their hate of themselves onto us. Well, guess what? I love humanity. I don't want to kill humanity. And you know who I don't like? It's you! Dr. Lou and the rest of you that if you want everybody else to die, you need to go first! I demand you kill yourself if there's too many people, you little sack of trash. You out-of-control megalomaniac. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, Biotree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Important, absolutely devastating information that is smoking gun beyond smoking gun beyond smoking gun, and there's no way they're going to be able to hide this, no way they're going to be able to spin it. It's on InfoWars.com. It has the word smoking gun in the headline, and I'm not going to cover it till next hour. But as a man, as a father, as a human, it made me physically ill to actually read the article, to check the documents, and to know that this is indeed what happened. We already know it. We already know they cooked it up on purpose. We already know they released it on purpose, but now we have the documents. I mean, this is just makes me physically I mean, quite frankly, it's a normal behavior. We should probably just go off air at this point. I mean, this is like what we've been trained to sit here and accept and just take from these people because it's a scientific tyranny is absolutely out of control. All right, folks. Melissa Carone is an IT professional. You probably saw her all over the national news being demonized and attacked with Rudolph Giuliani in Michigan and other areas, really challenging the fraud and showing what was happening. She's running for state representative, which is what we need, is to get people to take action. She stepped forward as a mother and a whistleblower, bringing attention to this systemic voter fraud that stole the election from President Trump. She's a proud mother, Christian, and courageous truth teller looking to take her fearlessness to Lansing. More recently, Melissa has announced her intention to run again for state rep, Michigan's 46th district. And she joins us now, votecarone.com. That's C-A-R-O-N-E or car1.com. VoteCarone.com. She's a great lady. And she told the truth, and now she's being vindicated. Here's some of the headlines before we go to her. Wednesday Live, GOP torpedoes federal takeover of elections. Oh, that's racist. Oh, it's bad. No, it outlaws what the Democrats did that was already illegal. Republicans block Democrats sweeping voter rights bill. It's not a voter rights bill. Lets you vote same day with no ID. Lets you mail in ballots. Basically lets illegals vote. Trump's coming out saying he never admitted defeat last election. And says that he was not conceded. Beautiful. Trump keeps stoking resentment and reinstatement talk. Well, because if we prove the fraud, that's what happens. So they are in full panic mode. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us after going through this. You know, it seems like a long time ago, but it was just you know, 7 months ago that we were all embroiled in the middle of this 6 months ago, and everything has happened. I know you've been in the middle of it in Michigan as an IT specialist that works with elections. Expanding on what you've been through with the whole country, what you expect to happen, what your contacts are saying. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. I really appreciate it. You know, in Michigan, I know a lot of people don't know this, probably not, but Michigan has to be the worst, the most corrupted state when it comes to politics. We do not have a single senator. We do not have a single state rep that is going to call for a forensic audit. They're trying to trick us. They're trying to call for a regular audit. They're trying to say that it's not in the Constitution, that they literally can't do anything about it. Just last week, myself and a group of other individuals, including Patrick Colbeck, a former senator here in Michigan, and Matt DiPerno, the attorney for Antrim County, we went to Lansing and we delivered over 7,500 affidavits calling for a forensic audit here in Michigan. And some of them were completely rejected by the legislators. Most of them ended up in one legislator's office. You know, we are all calling for a forensic audit. Not a single one of our legislators went to Arizona to witness their forensic audit. We had a candidate for state representative, Christina Caramo, who went to witness that. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We just lost your video, Sky, for a moment. Go ahead. We like your cat. What's your cat's name? Is that Sylvester?
No. No, actually, my son named him Mr. Sir, but he gets in all of my videos every time I'm on any kind of call. It's
fun. But he loves mommy.
Yeah, he's great. But
we like the cat being there. Please continue.
But thank you. So Michigan is very corrupt. We just, Edward McBroom, he is a senator here. He just came out today with his investigation report of the 2020 election. And in this report, it's about over 200 pages long. It goes through all of the testimony of the witnesses. And then his conclusion at the end is that there was not enough fraud to change the election results. He's literally saying that everything that was said to him in the testimonies isn't true. and he's not going to do it. He's done. You know, it's just all of our legislators here are terrible. They are not Republicans. They are not. Our Michigan GOP, our state party, is awful. We have people in our state party, the executive director, Jason Rowe, who came out a couple weeks ago and said Trump blew it. He didn't win the election. There wasn't enough fraud to sway the election results. This is a huge problem in Michigan, and we can't get anywhere here.
Well, I'll tell you that the good news is Trump's either the best president or the worst president ever. I know he's a good guy who means well, but he energized the left to censor, to steal, to lie. And if that drawing them out and them stealing the election backfires, we bring them all down, then he's the greatest president ever. But if he doesn't, and if we don't succeed in defeating them, he'll be the last president, basically. And so that's why I was on a big podcast, Andrew Schultz's podcast, and I said, you know, Trump's the worst president ever, unless, of course, that's clickbait I was putting out and saying, unless we take action, he can't do it alone. That's why what you did was so important. I mean, Michigan was one of the most blatant with the, I mean, for folks that don't know, recap what happened in Michigan.
Yeah, okay, so the video you were just showing, that video is the ballot dump that occurred at 4:30 a.m. That was also in my testimony. I worked for Dominion, so I heard all of their conversations. One of the, Nick is his name, he was my manager. I didn't know at the time he's a co-owner. He was at the TCF Center in Detroit for the whole 27 hours I was there. That is the ballot dump that happened. We thought it happened once. It actually happened three times. Now that we've got the video surveillance, it was all of those. That van was three times. It was escorted by a police escort. You know, now we have the chief of police, James Craig, here in Michigan running for governor. And that is a question I want to ask him. But back to what I saw, I witnessed, just like in every other swing state, re-scanning of the ballots several times without discarding them. That's the key point, without discarding them. If they were discarding and then re-scanning, it wouldn't be a problem, but they were not discarding, so it was counting votes several times. I was initially scheduled to work at the Detroit Department of Election Center, which Dominion employees referred to as the Chicago warehouse. I was trained in the adjudication and tabulation process. I recorded my whole training session with Dominion on my phone. Everything I saw that night was fraud. Everything. Nick, my manager, sent another Dominion employee, Samuel, to the Chicago warehouse at around midnight to assist with ballots. What he was doing was he was assisting with filling out fraudulent ballots for getting ready for that ballot dump at 4:30 in the morning. You know, The TCF.
Melissa Carone, stay there, because I should have said up front, you're a whistleblower that actually heard them saying this. We'll come back and talk about what you witnessed. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Melissa Carone is our guest, and she was working for Dominion. She witnessed what was unfolding there on election night in Michigan, and I wanted to get her on just about all the current things she sees and the evidence coming out in Georgia, in Arizona, the governor and the secretary of state, others are having to admit that, okay, there were ballots that were counted repeatedly that night at the CNN Center where they've got them hidden and are running them through machines over and over again. I mean, they've got a real problem. I don't see how they ever end up gaslighting people. Polls show that more people think the election was stolen than just thought 6 months ago. 70%+ of Republicans, 30%+ of Democrats, and those numbers are growing. What's your take on the big 35,000-foot view here, Melissa, on just the overall? Because I understand you're saying Michigan's really bad. You witnessed all this. It was crazy. We'll get back into that in a moment. But this is somebody that stood up as a mom, as a patriot, as a software, IT engineer that was witnessing this. It's going to be you, moms, working hard, from home with their cat. They're going to save the country. It's going to be regular people stepping up and saying, no, what do you think is just a citizen who's been in the middle of this from the beginning, watching this thing unfold?
From the very beginning, I'll tell you, I honestly thought that all of this would be exposed by now. you know, with the Arizona audit coming out or the report coming out, I know for a fact that it's going to show massive fraud, and it's going to show that Trump won in a landslide in Arizona. You know, all we need is three states to prove this. Georgia is next, I believe, New Hampshire, and I hope that we can get this approved in Michigan. But, you know, I'm concerned because when the reports come out, Alex, what's going to happen next?
Hey.
You know, is it going to be left to the people?
No, I mean, I agree. I'm just rhetorically here listening to you. You're absolutely right. So where do you see this going?
Well, I feel like it's going to be left up to the people to do something. And I feel like that this is going to cause, I hate to say this, but almost a civil war in our country.
Well, this is a foreign takeover. And, I mean, now you've got the vaccine they're trying to force on people. You've got the censorship going on. You've got all the tyranny. You've got the big corporations that are buying up all the raw resources that they use that year lockdown to take that time to buy up all the infrastructure and to go in and get all the suppliers. And so this is a crippling of Europe, the United States, the Western world. I don't think people realize this is modern economic psychological warfare we've been hit by. And along with that goes all the election fraud.
That's right. See, in Michigan here, we have Whitmer, we have Benson, everybody was in on it. They were all in on it. Working at that TCF center, that's all. I knew everybody in there was in on this. They were all the workers were in on the fraud. They had to have been. And the way they divided the fraud up between people, it was very clever on their part. I must say that, but I just can't believe it didn't leak out to anyone. You know, I can't believe that we didn't know. We knew that there was going to be fraud. We didn't know we were going to have fraud to the level we had it. I mean, it goes all the way up, and nobody's going to get prosecuted for this because our attorney general was in on it. You know, I mean, Dana Nessel, she's awful. You know, the way they were threatening attorneys that were working for the Trump, for Trump during all the election and threatening them to take their licenses. I mean, what's going on in our country is communism. It's communism. And people, you know, and it happened from the school boards up. They got control of our school boards, and that controlled the kids, and they worked their way up. So we have to get Republicans, conservatives, America First Republicans to run for school board. County clerk is a very, very important position. They determine whether these counties use Dominion machines. We shouldn't be using machines at all to count our votes. I know several people that will volunteer their time and count ballots. And you know, they say that it's not accurate. Well, I'm sure that it's more accurate than a machine flipping an entire county.
Sure, and the same people running our voting machines want to get rid of your cat. They claim humans are bad, anything that eats food is bad. They claim that smoke is bad, even though smoke out of chimneys is what creates nuclei in the rain. It's part of the life cycle on Earth, burning forests from lightning strikes. This is a cult of control freaks.
Absolutely, it is. It is, and they don't want anyone, everyone, look at what they did to me after the election. I was all over the media. They made me look crazy, like I was completely insane. And I would do a two-hour interview with a news channel. They would cut it into 5 minutes and make me look like I was completely insane. And it happened so many times that
let's talk about what you witnessed, with Dominion. You want to say you witnessed.
Yeah. So working with Dominion, I was hired because my resume was all over at the time on job websites. So they called me and they asked me to work the election. They said it was going to be a very long shift. It could be up to 72 hours. I agreed to work it. I was very excited to do it. When I got there, I was on a stage in the middle of a big, huge gym is where what the TCF Center looks like. And, the first thing I noticed was I was told not to wear anything that was political or that proved what party I belonged to. I wore a red shirt just because, and I just noticed that people in the room were wearing masks that said Black Lives Matter. They had on their shirts Black Lives Matter. Nothing was said to them. Dominion employees were speaking terrible about Republicans, saying that anybody that had American flag on their mask or their shirt were Trump supporters. At that point, I knew who I was dealing with. So I didn't talk about what party I support. I didn't even talk about anything. Not one time did I see a single ballot in 27 hours for Donald Trump. In 27 hours, I did not see that. I was there as an IT professional. My job was to walk up and down the tabulating machines, and they were in a row, and answer any questions that any of that the workers had. That's how I noticed that they were rerunning ballots several times. Now, something very important at the TCF Center. Normally, the steel ballot box is under the tabulating machines. At the TCF Center, they were behind the steel ballot boxes were behind the workers, behind the city workers. So that means several times I've been asked by senators here in Michigan, they say, how were they rerunning these ballots when the ballots dropped directly into a steel ballot box? Well, they didn't drop directly into a steel ballot box. The steel ballot box was behind them. So they had access to these ballots for like 10, 15, sometimes 30 minutes. My training with Dominion, as again, I have it recorded. I have it audio recorded. I also have the Dominion employee binder that shows how all their hardware is connected to the internet. I know that it's connected to the internet. About 11 p.m. on November 3rd, my manager, Nick, and Samuel, they were panicking. They were on their phones. They were all stressed out.
Hold on. We got to go to break. I want you to come back. I want you to come back in 5 more minutes with us on what you witnessed that night, because the system is really trying to suppress this type of discussion. The system does not want people to know this. We'll be right back with Melissa Caron on the other side, votecaron.com, V-O-T-E, caron.com. Couldn't think of a better person for you to get in there. And even though there's all that fraud in Michigan, she's going to run to expose it. And that's why the state's marching to reform election fraud is so key. And she's going to get to them panicking, as they obviously will pull up the famous Michigan graph where Trump's way ahead. They close things up. Ballots keep getting counted. And then magically, ladies and gentlemen, Biden wins the same scam over and over and over again. All right, we'll be right back, and then I'm going to hit the biggest news ever. The biggest news in in everything is bigger than election fraud, bigger than everything. The smoking gun of Fauci. Wait till you hear this. This is unbelievable. But we all knew it was what they did, but they've now been caught. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind.